Welcome to your daily devotional, September 19th. Good deeds, Nehemiah chapter 13 and verse 14. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and do not wipe out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for its services. Nehemiah was a catalyst and leader in the rebuilding of Jerusalem in the days of the return of the exiles following the Babylonian captivity. As we read through the book of the Bible bearing his name, we find that he has an incredible zeal for the Lord. Nehemiah wanted the name of God to be honored by all and was zealous for its services. Do we have the same sort of zeal as Nehemiah? We have even more revelation in that we know the identity of the Savior Messiah Jesus. But how many who name his name argue against attending its services, let alone serving in them? Nehemiah longed for the day when he could attend just one public service. But how many of you betray the true state of your heart by looking to avoid them from time to time? In Nehemiah chapter 8, a great revival takes place, in which there is worship and praise, all based upon the content of the scriptures. And one gets the sense that nobody was in a hurry to leave and go about mundane leisure pursuits. It was for love of God that Nehemiah expended extraordinary efforts for the house of God and its services. He prays that these works will not all go for naught. Therefore, he prays that the Lord not wipe out my good deeds. Nehemiah is praying for a godly legacy for the people, not just for himself. I would pray that God not wipe out the work that he has done through my efforts and the efforts of others in establishing Firm Foundation Christian Church as a beacon of hope, evangelism, and Bible teaching in Woonsocket. Not now, and not after we die, when someone else takes up the mantle. Do not wipe out my good deeds, we pray. Some look at good deeds as a selfish thing, works that will bring rewards only. Some even trust in good deeds for salvation, thereby getting the gospel wrong. For good deeds by no means trump or precede faith in God through Jesus Christ. Though the good deeds surely will reap rewards in the hereafter, that's not why we do them. We do them for God's glory and not for pride and selfish ambition. Like Nehemiah, let us take the long view of the work of God among us, and let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart.